shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the 2nd of December. There is 23 shopping days left till Christmas, and it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Oh, gosh. Why does my forecast say rain? Jared.
I'm not sure, because mine doesn't.
I know. You know what? And somebody else thought it was going to be raining this whole week and said that. I said, it's not been in our forecast, and yet I'm seeing it here on our super-duper electronic thing, thing that we have here that says it's raining. It's going to rain.
No, actually quite the opposite.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it seems that it's going to be all sunny and clear for the next week at least. Today with a high of 68, excuse me, right now it's currently 36. But today we have a high of 68 to a low of 40.
36.
Yeah, it's chilly, but it's going to get warmer. Tomorrow, high of 65, low of 37. Friday, a high of 69, a low of 37. And on Saturday, a high of 66 and a low of 38.
Wow. It's going to be a little chilly. I'm working outside all week. So, good morning, everybody. And the weather report is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, on your calendar right there, you have days. Do you see that? What day it is? Special days?
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Oh. Okay, well, never mind. Usually, there was a calendar there that would say what kind of days it was.
Oh, sorry.
You know, like Spaghetti Day.
It's Fritters Day.
Fritters.
Mutt Day.
Mutt Day.
Package Protection Day. And Special Education Day.
Probably, okay. Package Protection Day. This is probably a big one. Reading Christian School had a trailer they used that they used it all the time, that had been built by an Eagle Scout. That was his project to give to the school. And over the weekend, some guy takes it, and they've got a photo of him from – it doesn't do any good with the photos, right, because everybody was wearing masks. But he was wearing clothing that identified him from one of our local companies. But knowing the company, you know, I know they are just – they are just a good company. They would have nothing or anything to do, and you get shirts everywhere. Looks like a Silverado truck, light-colored Silverado truck that probably towed it away. So if you it's like, I think, 10 feet long and tall because they could put things in it. They're wired for electricity. Somebody just came in, broke the lock off, and took it. So if you happen to see a silver or a light-colored truck with perhaps the driver's side window busted out, the rear window busted out and covered with plastic, you might want to look for it. Just a little. But that leads me into package protection. I think this year we're going to break down. And finally, after living in the house for 14 years, we're going to get a doorbell that works. Okay. Now, the doorbell works, but it only works if you ring it. It buzzes in Linda's closet on the opposite side of the house. To make it worse, we put a temporary one in there for a while. And so people wouldn't know which one really to do. And if I saw two of them, and if I ring one and nothing happened, I would just ring the other one. The only problem with that is one of those wireless ones. That when you punched the button, you know, to make the doorbell go off, it would work great. It would go off, but it wouldn't go off. It wouldn't go ding dong, ding dong, ding. It would just keep going. So I'd have to get underneath the credenza, grab it, and unplug one of the batteries. No, only in the bot house, right? So we've tried to get that other one fixed, but this that doorbell was put in probably 1944. And so Linda's been looking for those perfect chimes that when you push it, it gives you the Westminster chimes. And we've got a spot right there, but you've been in our house before, right behind the door there. We usually hide the hide that alcove with a painting. And so we, you know, so we need to find those chimes that go ding, dong, you know, the Westminster chimes. Try and find those that are under $1,000. And frankly, somebody ringing my doorbell and spending $1,000 for the chimes, there's nobody I really want to see that bad. Okay? So, but now, with all the weirdness that's going on, though we have not experienced weirdness. Can I say this? I live in Reading, just like the rest of you do. We have not experienced weirdness around the house. One time, we left our cars open, and somebody went through it. Now, that tells me that, though, that's probably because maybe they're coming by every night and checking. Uh-huh. So, yes, you know. But then, REU, Reading Electric Utility, which is, you know, people, Dan Beans has been doing such a great job there, and the people of REU have been doing such a great job. They came in, as they did all through Reading, and they put in these streetlights, enhanced the streetlights we had, put in new poles and put streetlights out, and you can play baseball on our street at night. So we haven't had those problems. Anyway, so now we're going to break down, and we're going to get one of those Ring cameras. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen, a lot of people catch like package thieves that way.
Yeah, well, and it's National Protect Your Package Day, Package Protection Day. Now, I assume what they're talking about is things left on your front porch, and not wearing like, you know, a cup if you're playing baseball. And guys know what I'm talking about there. What do you think? Yeah, it's probably the ones on the porch, right?
Yeah, no, and, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So they've got these. So a good friend of mine got it. And you can tie those things into your cell phone. You can, you know, you can see it in the house like you're in one's place, and it makes the sound. I assume that you probably have to put something in for it to ring, though.
I'm not that familiar with
it. I'm not that familiar with it either.
But I do know there is a YouTuber called Mark Rober who got tired of package thieves, and he made these dummy packages that were full of glitter.
Uh-huh, and that explode?
It would explode, and it would also have he made some stinky concoction that would spray out as well. And then he had cameras in there. He had cell phones in there to record all these things. And people's reactions are hilarious.
It is. I saw people falling down, crashing through a fence, trying to get away. But anyway, what I'm getting at right here is we may, for Christmas, Linda may get one of those Ring cameras or Ring doorbells that has a camera there, just so that you can see who's out there. It's probably a waste of money because, first of all, I walk up to the door and I look out the window. That's right there, and I can see who's there. But I can't, you know. But if there are porch thieves that we have not had, we haven't lost a package. But, you know, perhaps just we're lucky. And the fact that the guy across the street, John, a great guy, he's got something going on that he sits in his upper, in the second floor, with the window open, and you can see a gun barrel coming out. Now, I'm not sure that has anything to do with it or not, but he's a great guy. I'm saying it because his special other is listening right now, and she'll probably have a comment later on. So, guess who just walked in? As I was just chit-chatting, Robert Burke, just in time to be at the last minute of his time here. So, hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm having a tough time with those alarms, huh?
It wasn't even that. This morning I was totally prepared. The time just went away, and I didn't even realize it.
Well, it's probably all the time you spend on your hair this morning, right?
Sure.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is, you know, the premier agency for taking care of people in need in your home. Home Helpers just believes, Sharon Clark believes, that people get better quicker. They're happier if they're in their own home, that they don't have to go to a facility. No matter how good the facility is, you're much happier in your own home, surrounded by your own stuff. And she does an outstanding job with this, and she has for 17 years. Home Helpers is the premier agency for this anywhere in Northern California. And she's looking for some more people to help her. During this COVID thing, it's taken an impact on a lot of people. And so she's looking for some amazing people that would like to come to work for her, either full-time or part-time. But you need, for more information, give them a call, 226-8350. And learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. That's Ready Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Robert Burke.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We got Robert Burke with us today, and then at 7:30, we're having the Cascade Theater. And then at 8 o'clock, Tracy Edwards from Redding Rancheria is going to make an announcement here on the show that has not been released to the press yet. They're going to break it right here and then release it afterwards. And I'm not going to say anything more than that except to listen to it because it's when they told me about it and then sent me a document, it's just, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. But this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, you know, it's still, you know, you can still go down there. And if you want to buy a firearm for your loved one, now's a good time to do it. But since you can't buy it for your loved one, what you'll do is find it and then get a gift certificate from John and then give it to your loved one at Christmas. And they can go in afterwards and go through all the paperwork, the federal, the state, no local, thank goodness. And then have a great present. And it's difficult to find guns on the market right now because so many people are buying them, setting new records every day. The Bastiani Arms has a fine selection there. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, Robert, lay it on me.
So this upcoming weekend we have two pretty significant movie releases for the Oscars. One of which is called Nomadland. This one is directed by Chloe Zhao and follows a woman who is just kind of living as a nomad. According to a lot of early festivals, which is, it was kind of like the headliner at a lot of festivals just because there weren't a lot of other movies this year. It is very quiet, very meditative. It's a very slow-moving movie.
What's the name of this?
Nomadland.
Okay.
It's currently the front runner to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards this year.
Well, see, this will be another movie that nobody sees because the way you described it, describe it again.
Quiet, slow, meditative.
Slow. Slow, slow moving. Probably have to listen to all the words.
No, it's in English.
That's what I mean. You probably have to listen to all the
words. Oh, I thought, yeah, you're right.
No, not, hey, captions do not scare Linda and I. We've seen so many great movies that...
Your flashlight is on, by the way.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
We've seen so many great movies that are captioned. You know, Korean movies, Croatian, just French. Also, you know, the captions don't bother us at all. Mm-hmm. So,
the other one this weekend that's coming out that is kind of considered the number two in terms of Best Picture race, it's funny that they're coming out on the same weekend, is called Mank. This one is directed by David Fincher and has Gary Oldman and Amanda Seyfried, and it is about the writer of Citizen Kane and kind of like the experiences that he got during his life. It's pretty vague, the plot synopsis. It's not super clear on what it's focused on. The one interesting thing is that the movie was shot entirely in black and white, and it's coming to Netflix on Friday, December 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman plays such a wide variety of characters. It's almost crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's ever been in a Western, though. It'd be interesting to know if Gary Oldman's ever... Of course, they don't make a lot of Westerns anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
So, speaking of the Oscars, this last... I think maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, they announced officially that the Oscars will be held in person this year. So, in case you don't know, they decided to push back, like, the Oscar date, because usually it's a movie released between January 1st and December 31st. But... the Oscars decided to actually push that date back in hopes that more movie theaters would be open and more movies would be coming out. So they pushed it all the way back to February 28th. So now you have a lot of movies that are planning to come out in February and January that are competing for Oscars. And then the ceremony is currently planned to be held on April 25th. So one of the main people behind the Oscar ceremony was being interviewed by ABC, and they were talking about the ceremony like it was going to be held virtually because that's what to expect this year. And the person said basically that is not going to happen, that the Oscars will be held in person no matter what this year. And
well, thank you for giving me this opening.
Yeah.
The hypocritical... self-licking ice cream cone that have been preaching to us, you know, us poor, unwashed heathens about this, you know, about staying apart, and if you don't do it, you're causing pestilence and all this, have just announced they're going to ignore their president, which looks like it's going to be Biden, who's trying to do away with these large gatherings. And they're just going to ignore that because why? And that's not a fair question to you. That was more of an aside.
Yep.
Okay, moving on.
I thought that might rile you up a little bit, yeah.
Huh? Well, no, I mean, but does it?
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's hypocritical.
Yeah, it is.
Totally hypocritical because they are more important than having a local church open. Excuse me. Okay, let's move on. This is just, but this is, I'm going to write this down for tomorrow.
Okay. The other big thing that kind of happened.
Yeah. Do not kill the messenger.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
The other thing that happened this last weekend that was pretty significant was amidst theaters closing across the country, uh-huh. You had a new film come out in theaters. It was The Croods, A New Age,
okay.
Which just, you know, seems like a whatever, why should I care about it movie.
Well, let me tell you that mm-hmm. I saw the original Croods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very enjoyable movie.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I just watched it recently.
Yeah, it's a very enjoyable movie. I mean, it's funny, and but when you say released it, they mean it dropped on streaming?
No, I mean it was in theaters, only in theaters. And this is the first, you know, kind of significant movie to come in theaters where it's like a sequel or, you know, it's kind of viewed by the studio to make a lot of money. What was interesting enough was that The Croods made $9.97 million over the weekend.
Right.
And what's so significant about that number is that if you look back at Tenet, when Tenet premiered, its Friday to Sunday number for its opening weekend
mm-hmm.
was $9.35 million. Now, what's so weird about that is that if it was a regular time, if it was Tenet was released regularly in July and The Croods was regularly released in November
mm-hmm. –
you would have seen Tenet make a lot more money opening weekend. It's a big tentpole blockbuster. You would expect $150 to $200 million. When it comes to The Croods, that's a kid's movie. The last one made probably between $40 and $50 million its opening weekend, so you'd expect probably around the same, maybe a little bit of a decline. What's interesting about that, and I think that this is something that movie studios are hopefully realizing, or maybe they'll try, maybe they'll ignore it, but they should be looking at this, is that if The Croods can come out and make more money than a movie like Tenet on opening weekend, despite the fact that when Tenet opened, around 1,000 more theaters were open, it kind of just goes to show that Tenet was not the right movie to release in September. I think something that I had been saying was that rather than releasing Tenet in September to try to start movie theaters going back up again, they should have released something like Wonder Woman or something with name brand recognition that people will see and immediately go to because they saw the last one. And Tenet is an original blockbuster, kind of a financial question mark, despite COVID.
Didn't
so,
see it. What's
yeah.
It, what's it about?
Tenet? Yeah. It's about a...
I remember you talking about it, and you're saying this is a big... You said it's a big risk
mm-hmm.
putting it out then, and you were absolutely right because it probably cost $200 million maybe. Or at least $150 million, $200 million.
I think the budget was around $250 million, but it had to make about $400 million to break even.
Yeah, it has to break even. So now, didn't you say that Wonder Woman? We only got a couple minutes here. Wonder Woman is going to go straight to video.
Right, it's going to be on HBO Max on Christmas Day, as well as in any theaters that will accept it and take it.
Okay.
So you know, we're still going to see Wonder Woman in theaters. It's not going to make anywhere near as much money as a result of, you know, the pandemic and the fact that you could just watch it at your house. I think, if anything, what this should just prove is that movie studios were making the wrong decisions with the movies they were putting out, and by pushing everything back into the later part of 2021, they left open a major release space that could have determined whether or not movie theaters survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like many of these theaters will not survive.
No.
Many. AMC, is it gone?
It's nearly gone. I mean, it's nearly struggling. Gone. It's the only thing that AMC and Cinemark have left is their private screeners, which are considered okay no matter what state of COVID is in, because it's usually just families or groups of people that have been quarantining together having, you know, a movie event. So that's really the only thing that they have right now, but that's not financially
I have
stable.
One last question. Mm-hmm. What is the go-to streaming show to watch?
Show?
Yeah, a movie or whatever. Right now, you can't go to the movies because they're not open. What would you recommend that people could watch?
So I haven't been keeping up super close. A lot of the movies that have come out recently have been pretty bad. What a show, which I'm going to preface this, I have not seen it. I've just heard very good things about it. It's what I'm looking forward to watching. It's called The Queen's Gambit. It's on
Great.
Netflix,
okay.
And I heard it's fantastic.
I have seen it.
Okay.
And it's about chess.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of chess in it, but it's not chess. It's a story of a young girl and from an orphanage taught to play chess by the custodian. But she's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very excellent movie. It's totally false. But I mean, it's fiction, mm-hmm. but it's set back in the, I want to say the 60s and 70s. It is just an outstanding movie. Would totally endorse this movie. So yes, you need to watch this. And it's a short series. I think it's like 8 parts, 6 parts, something like that. But it's a great movie. So yes. So there you go, everybody. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Love to have you come back in again.
Yeah, I'll be in tomorrow.
But yeah, that's right. Tomorrow we're going to have some of the Madrigals in because the Madrigals, it's still happening, but in a much different way.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that tomorrow morning so you can hear the Madrigals singing. And who are you? Are you the jester?
I am the jester this year, yeah.
Which is one of the most important parts of the whole thing. Do you feel like you got kind of cheated out of this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's nowhere near the same, but it's still something. So I was just happy to be able to serve as the jester, even in a limited capacity.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with the Cascade Theater.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here, likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
You know, on second thought.
Yes?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I fall.
The neighbors might
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and Crackmaster is bringing us this segment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it is the premier agency for repairing your windshield, whether that it's got a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix this. This is a better-known business, and it shows in the integrity and the professional way he handles the windshields. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you that. He'll send you to somebody he can that he trusts to probably replace that windshield. But you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. You will not be disappointed. They're located at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. So, we're here at the Cascade Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm still here. We're still here.
Well, I walk. I see the Cascade. I walk by it on a kind of a regular basis.
Yeah, it's just, it's not quite the same, but we're still there and working on, you know, things at the theater we would not normally have time to do. Organizing, cleaning, you know. You may think we've had plenty of time to do that, but there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it really is an organizational process.
So Michelle Irvine is our guest here, and it's just been tough. It's been tough for you guys. It's been tough. We were just, you know, when Robert Burke is here, he's our movie critic, and he talks about how many movie theaters are open, and there's not that many. And then in California, they've shut down everything again, as we know. And I don't understand, though. I really don't understand the part about how you can have strip clubs and bathhouses open but not churches or theaters. I mean,
We don't understand it either. When I have been in contact with our, you know, county health people a lot because things have changed. You know, first you're able to do this and you can have this many people and then you can't. And basically, I know for live entertainment, I mean, we weren't even sure about doing the Nutcracker, which has no talking, no singing. It's just dancing. But we can operate that if it actually happens. We can do that basically if we follow the rules for, like, film. You know, the Actors Equity and IATSE and everything has set guidelines for that. So we can operate off those guidelines.
You mean a film? Are you yeah.
Because basically that's what it ends up being, is they are filming it and it would be streamed because we can't have any live audience.
Oh, I see. Okay, like, I see what you mean.
We...
Okay.
we can be so many different things. We can be a movie theater. We can be a place to film and stream. You know, we can be a live event venue. So it's like we did a summer camp, you know, for the ballet. So whatever we are being at that particular time is the guidelines we have to follow. But unfortunately, the thing that we survive on, the live events, the big concerts and everything, not going to happen anytime soon.
No. You know, and people go, you know, well, how's COVID, you know, impacted on media? And I'll, you know, and I said, well, if you look at it, that, you know, we survive on advertising. And when everything is canceled.
Yeah, what have you got to advertise if everything's closed?
I mean, that's it. You know, both the rodeos, Big Bike Weekend, Cool April Nights, Cascade, the Civic,
yeah.
Baseball, football, every event that was, you know, and that's all part of, it's, you know, it's not the major part of your advertising, but it's still, you know, it's still part of what keeps you going like that.
I don't think people realize that to that extent, you know.
And then restaurants shutting down, businesses shutting down. I mean, it's, you know, not advertising is, well, if your business isn't open, you can't advertise. Now, when you get ready to, you know, light it up again, that's different. And we've seen that. But then some of them get opened up, and then they get shut down again. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. Anyway, and then it seems to me that you should be able to have people spread out. But then if you have 25% of the house full, it doesn't pay the bill.
That's the problem.
And that's what, you know, and that's what restaurants and other places are running into.
Yeah, the Cascade, you know, she's an old girl. She's beautiful, but she's high maintenance, I got to say, you know. It's very expensive just to go in and turn the lights on, you know, and operate it. So,
cuz you've got to keep certain things running there that must have an impact on your bottom line. I mean, you've got fixed cost. I don't know if you paid rent or lease it or what. Or if that's, you know, if Cascade is just, how does that work? Is it because Cascade's been there forever?
Yeah, there is a loan on the Cascade. Mm-hmm. I think because of the Holly Theater in Oregon, I think they took out a loan on the Cascade to partially fund that. So,
oh, but you don't have to worry about that.
I don't.
But they do.
That's Oregon's problem. But.
Well, Oregon must have enough money. They just bought a radio station downtown. Because they're part of the JPR, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they just bought a radio station downtown here, 101.
At least they're still operating. But, you know, the Holly Theater and actually the Cascade, we're the breadwinner. We're the ones that have provided the funds to pay for not only our staff, but staff in Oregon to work on that project. So it's like if the Cascade isn't functional, then, you know, the people up in Oregon are suffering too because of our lack of ability to provide any income. So, yeah, it'll be great when it finally opens because we'll actually have two venues, you know, which gives us a little more booking power. We can offer them two dates. They can play here and then they can go a day or two later and play up in Medford. So,
well, that's a good approach.
That's the plan.
Yeah. If it ever happens.
Yeah, it should be getting close. It should be getting close.
Well, the you can't book anybody. You can't. I mean, in other places, are other venues, because I'm sure you all talk to each other. Is there any venue open in California, like, you know, like the Cascade?
Nothing's open that I'm aware of. And it's, you know, it's going to be a while. Even when things do start touring again, it's going to be a while before they hit Reading. Because, I'm sorry, you know, this should be no surprise to anybody, but we're a little off the beaten path. We are not the destination.
Mm-hmm.
We catch people between larger dates, you know, the big outdoor concerts and, you know, big, you know, two or three or more thousand people, you know, we catch them in between. We kind of fill in those gaps so they're not going, you know, a week or more without any event. Mm-hmm. So we rely on those really big venues you know, to bring the people this direction. And then we grab them and plug them in. So until the really big venues are open, we're not going to see anything coming through Reading, I'm afraid.
Okay. Hey, we're with Michelle Irvine with the Cascade Theater, general manager there. You came in when? How many years ago?
Three. Three in September. Yeah. It's been an interesting 3 years.
You know what? It's like Eric McGreeny taking over sheriff in February of this year. I'm surprised that, you know, that Tom Pasenko, he hasn't hunted down Tom Pasenko and just slapped him. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you. Okay. Is everybody listening? Guys, you're listening. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town, and a great selection of jewelry, and at very fair prices. And if you're looking for estate jewelry, some Native American original pieces that they've designed and built, you can find them there. Watches, brooches, necklaces, earrings. They had a $20,000 emerald ring that Linda really liked. And I said, I can understand why. It's a beautiful ring. And somebody came in the next day and bought it. And it took me like an hour to convince Linda it wasn't me. No, I don't buy $20,000 rings. There's no way I can. I'm sure if I could. Can I write this off? Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, they're great people down there. They're open Monday through Friday. And we have like about 22 shopping days left because Four Winds Jewelry does shut down on Christmas Day, and you can't find anything there that day. It's too late. We'll be right back with Michelle Irvine and the Cascade Theater.
Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground, and out in California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:51 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. 39 degrees. I'm out. I won't be in here tomorrow. Linda and Trish will be with the chief of police. And I'm going to be out on the range. And we get out there, you know, right at sunrise. It's going to be cold out there. But, hey, I enjoy it. I'm here with Michelle Irvine. And she's the general manager of Cascade Theater. And she's telling us all about the lineup for January. And the lineup for January is...
Sadly, nothing.
I'm sorry. You know what? That was cruel.
High Prob is still officially on the books, but that may end up having to change. We're waiting to hear back from them. It's just going to be too soon, I think, to do much with that one. So it'll either cancel or be rescheduled. But, we're in a tough spot.
It is a tough spot, but sometimes we forget this. We have a friend who has a restaurant, and of course they were all told to shut down except for outdoor dining, and they've refused. They said nope, and then they've gotten the word, well, here comes ABC. Fine, take the license. We don't rely on the license. It's just something we add. But they have 20 families that rely on them. 20 families that rely on them. They're still doing the red side, where 50%. Everybody's spread out. Everybody's wearing masks. And as when we were talking about it, I haven't seen any statistics showing that people are getting it from restaurants. If you want, you know what? You can warn people about these small gatherings. 15 people. 9 of them got it after that gathering. And then one of them, whom a really close friend of mine, ends up in the hospital for 2 days with COVID. Okay, we know that. We know that, you know, sometimes, you know, that could be a spreader. But if you're following, you know, if you're spreading things out in a restaurant, you can get away with it. But you can't do that in a theater, especially if you have fixed cost and you can bring in 25%.
That's the biggest problem, because we're prepared to socially distance everyone with seating, and we've got, you know, disinfecting electrostatic sprayers to be able to quickly, you know, go through the restrooms or the lobbies or the seating area, even during performances, you know, run in and sanitize everything. We've got plexi partitions at the concessions counters and the box office. I mean, we're ready. We mm-hmm. have a plan. We're ready.
Do you have one of those foggers? It's not a fogger.
It is like that,
it
yeah.
It is a fogger. Do you have one of those?
Yes, we got two. We got a small grant from the Community Foundation several months ago that mm-hmm. was specifically for the purchase of those. So we have those. We're ready.
Well, see, that to me, that's the same thing that they use in aircraft. They use it in a lot of places. And it just immediately disinfects the area.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that has a, you know, that has a favorable impact on this. And my question has been since the beginning, when I see people getting it, now all of a sudden we've got all of these people getting it, is why we didn't get it earlier. Because you know that you've been exposed to it. And I had somebody say, well, it could be the duration of the time you're with somebody, as opposed to just, you know, somebody being in here in the studios. Now we're spread out and we disinfect everything after each guest, but just being out on the range and being out with just going into stores, you can't tell me that we haven't been exposed to it. I just don't know why some people get it and some people don't. It's capricious almost.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just can't afford to spend a lot of money to open the building and not have enough people to pay for it, you know, to buy tickets. And we also don't want to end up being labeled as one of those, like, super spreaders. If somebody gets it, then, you know, then we're shut down.
That'd be it. No, and I understand that.
Yeah, you know, so it's a tough call. It's a really tough call.
The people dying from this is really low. And I don't want to speak lightly of this, because if you lose somebody from this, I mean, it has a tremendous impact on your life. But those numbers are extremely low. And yet there's going to be, you know, luckily you're part of a bigger group out of Oregon that can, you know, that can pay the rent, can pay the lease, pay the mortgage or those things. But if you've been standing alone, if the Cascade had been standing alone, Would have been able to maintain, would have just shut down totally.
I mean, well, the thing is, the Cascade is the one that brings in the money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, the radio station does, but that's actually totally separate. They are not a part of us anymore. It split quite a few years ago. So they support us with in kind, you know, advertising and things like that, but they do not financially support us. We actually support up there.
Oh, okay.
Because the Holly isn't open yet. You know, that's still under construction. They're still raising money for that. So they're actually suffering because we're not open more than the other way around.
Yeah. Well, I can just say, is Michelle, you've done a great job over there. You have brought in super, super acts. And, you know, the Cascade is also a local. It's for local talent. And the local shows that we have there, so many, you know, like you said earlier, Shrek, the Christmas show that you put on every year, it allows local talent, and we have great local talent to display that.
We do.
It fills up the place, as it should, because it's just a great event. And all that's gone. But I predict. You ready?
I'm ready.
Vaccine is going to come out before Christmas. They're going to send the first groups of it. It's going to be coming out here. 200,000 vaccine modules, you might say, are coming out. Reading's going to get some. They're going to go, of course, to the first responders and people working in the hospitals and those probably with the people who have been used as guinea pigs on this. And we have, you know, Randall Hemplin, a great friend, volunteered right away for this. He doesn't know if he's been getting the vaccine test or the placebo, but then if he got the placebo, he'll get the vaccine, as he should. That maybe by next February that they're going to start to be able, if you've been vaccinated, I don't know. You're probably going to have to show that you've been vaccinated to come into places until it drops precipitously.
Well, we're hoping we'll be able to open and maybe start showing some films and things prior to the big tours, you know, getting on the road, because that will take time.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Civic, the guy, you know, the Nathan who does all the booking over at the Civic, he said he has no idea because they just stopped. Everything just stopped. You know, in the bigger acts and all these things coming through.
They're starting to book for the fall of 2021.
Good.
So we're hopeful that that will come to pass. I imagine there's going to be a lot of really great stuff out there.
Michelle Irvine, Cascade Theater, can people donate?
Absolutely.
How?
They can go online to our website, cascadetheater.org, and it takes you right to the donate page. We are always looking for assistance to get us through.
There you go. Okay. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Ready and Rancheria. They've got a huge announcement to make, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm a special counsel. Presidential advisor Salem Talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka says the move provides Durham's investigation an added measure of protection going forward.
He's doing the same job, but it will be harder to get rid of him from that position should there be a transition to a new non-Trump administration.
Durham has been looking into the origins of the Russia collusion probe. The Justice Department investigating whether there was a secret scheme to lobby White House officials for a pardon.
The existence of the investigation was revealed in a court order from the Chief Judge of Washington's federal court. The document is heavily redacted and no names are named, but the unsealed 18-page court order reveals that certain individuals are suspected of having acted to secretly lobby White House officials to secure a pardon or sentence commutation. President Trump reacted on Twitter, writing, "Pardon investigation is fake news." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Britain has become the first country to approve the distribution and use of a coronavirus vaccine. Regulators in the UK giving a green light to the vaccine developed by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Dr. June Rain, chief executive of Britain's Medical Regulatory Agency.
The public can be absolutely confident that every rigorous check has been done to reach the judgment that we reached, that the benefits far outweigh any risk.
U.S. regulators to meet next week to consider approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Stocks in the red on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 44 points. The NASDAQ is off 48. The S&P 500 index currently trading 2 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-754-83, 800-754-83, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
A closely watched sexual harassment trial is underway in China. Well-known TV host accused of taking advantage of a young intern, the BBC's Celia Hatton in Beijing.
The case involves a then 24-year-old intern at China's state broadcaster who says a television host, Zhu Jun, touched her without consent while asking her if she wanted to continue working for the channel. The accuser, Zhou Xiaxuan, ignited a social media storm when she wrote about her experience online, with many saying she helped spark China's growing Me Too movement. Ms. Zhou says the police told her to drop her complaint, arguing that the television host's positive impact on society should make her think twice.
Several pro-democracy activists have been sentenced to jail on charges related to an unauthorized anti-government protest last year at Hong Kong's police headquarters. News and analysis, townhall.com. Now you can hear music from the bottom up.
With a new pair of high-tech footwear created by Drop Labs, the EP01 shoes are regular sneakers outfitted with technology that transmits the base portion of your music to the soles of your feet. To get the sensation, you power up the shoes and use a smartphone app to link them to your music source. The technology was created by a musician who became frustrated by the loss of range in digital music. Price, according to the Drop Labs website, $299 a pair. Ron DeRockster reporting.
In a breakthrough, the UN says it has a deal with Ethiopia's government allowing unimpeded humanitarian access to the embattled Tigray region, at least the parts under federal government control. It will allow the first food, medicines, and other aid into the region of 6 million people that has been cut off during fighting that began a month ago, fighting between the federal and Tigray regional governments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 2nd of December, which means 23 more days of shopping. I count Christmas Day, just because. 8:05 in the morning in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The weather is in my La Crosse technology readout I have here in my handy-dandy little table display. It says it's got rain coming down, which obviously isn't right. But it does say have the word tendency. Do we have any close rain coming in?
Not that I see on this forecast, unfortunately.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at on my computer just has it has sunshine everywhere. So what's it look like for the next few days? Go take us through the weekend.
Well, right now it is 44 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny. Actually, it's going to be sunny through the weekend with a high of 68 today, a low of 40. Tomorrow is going to be we're have a high of 65, a low of 37. Friday, a low of 69, a low of 37, and on Saturday, a low of 66 and a low of 38.
There you go. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas and Propane is a local business, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, and been in the business for like 23 years, and give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Really good people there. And I am here with Tracy Edwards. Who is the CEO of Radio Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is just, you know, I never have figured out your job, but it's, you're everywhere.
That's my job.
Okay,
everywhere.
Pull that down. If you're going to wear the mask, you got to get it tight.
Sorry. Good morning, everyone.
Wear the mask. You know, we have people, I've worn the mask during the show, too, and people felt like they needed to a little bit extra protection. I have no problem with that. I mask up when I go into any stores. Oh yeah, I am not a non-masker. And after I watched my friend who could take a 45 round through the chest and be back to work the next day, big strong boy, end up in the hospital for 2 days. Yeah, that's very much of a convincing thing that it hits people different ways. I'm not sure, you know, you hear all types of things like, well, O positive blood, you know, they have a lower infection rate, and I'm thinking, well, that's weird. But then, you know, this virus is so capricious, we have no idea, really. And then you have to look at schools being shut down. We were just discussing it just a couple minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you have an eight-year-old and you know, you're a working family, and now one of you has to stay home full time?
Yeah, we're dealing with that at work every day.
Yeah, let's go into that. Let's talk about the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Casino. How's, you know, the casino's open?
Casino is open. We're doing very well. We have the benefit of having a clinic, and we can rapid test our employees. So we've been able to quickly get employees tested, and if they are positive, we can, you know, get them out right away, and we can quarantine anybody who's been around them. So we've been very on top of it, and knock on wood, very fortunate.
Well, you know, I was out there when y'all opened that day, and it was temperature taken, and are y'all still doing?
We are still doing that,
and
yes.
People are coming in, right? So everybody coming in gets their temperature taken.
Yep.
And it's an indicator. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've got the virus, but it's an indicator, and you keep people out that run in a fever, because obviously there's an infection in their body someplace. That's what causes the fever.
Right.
And then you have everybody spread out. And I saw everybody in there wearing masks.
Yeah, we are enforcing the mask policy, so our staff is wearing the masks, and they are asking everybody to keep their masks on. So,
and you sanitize after somebody leaves too.
Absolutely, we have the clean team, and they go around, and you can find somebody to clean a machine before you sit down, or they should be on top of it and cleaning as people are getting up and leaving.
I saw at least four teams out there. All they were doing was wiping things down.
Yes.
So we went over to Reno a while ago, and it was the same thing. They're doing exactly the bigger casinos are doing just as you all are, except you have teams that are doing, like you said, the cleaning and spraying. You also have those, I call them foggers, you know, the handheld foggers, but you also have them so they're like man pack, so you can cover the whole casino and spray it down, and it's got kills like 99.9% of everything.
Yes, I should remember the name that we got that from, but I can't remember it, and so we implemented that right away.
And you've got them for your rooms at the hotel.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you try to do everything you can.
You can. And, you know, and I've been over to Reno and Tahoe a few times and visited several casinos through the pandemic, and we are doing as much and more than the casinos that I've been in.
Yeah, well, when I was in there. And it's a, I don't feel like, you know, I'm going to be hugged by somebody with it and, you know, lip kissed.
Well, before the pandemic.
Come on, man. Okay, a couple of times the dealers, when I made a particularly dumb bet, came across and hugged me. But, okay. I want to take an early break. This is really an early break. Because I want to talk about something you all are releasing today.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this is I really appreciate that you wanted to talk about it on the show today.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You'll be releasing this to everybody after today. And that was I do appreciate that because you all play an integral part in our community, such an integral part in our community. And it's, you know, it's not a secret that I've supported Redding Rancheria over the years because I believe in what you all are doing. And I also believe in freedom and that, you know, and that if you own something, that you should be able to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They are also one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Medicare and Medicaid services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars in things like heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, meaning there's not a lot of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. They have the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, where healing starts there. Okay, we'll be right back with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got two separate teams, one for insurance and one for financial advice. And if there's anything about insurance that Judy doesn't know, it's because the crazy people haven't passed a new law. And when they do, she finds out what it is and finds out how she can help you. Lose your house in a fire or just get your home insurance canceled? She has helped so many people get home insurance again at reasonable prices. That's the big thing, at reasonable prices. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give them a call at 221-0441. I'm here with Tracy Edwards from Redding Rancheria, CEO, and Maria Roscoe from Redding Rancheria. Now, you had a study done, so tell us all about this.
All right. So the Redding Rancheria did an impact analysis study is what the title of the report says. So, you know, when you're out in the community.
Now, this was done by a third party.
Yeah, an independent company, Beacon Economics, who specializes in different kinds
of
studies.
This wasn't just something that you all just did.
No, not at all.
This is a third party.
It is. Okay. Yes, independent third party. And, you know, when you're out in the community, it's easy for me to say, yes, the Redding Rancheria does wonderful, great things. We hire lots of people and we spend lots of money in the community. But I know that people like to quantify that. So we did a report. There's lots of numbers in this report. And we're basically quantifying the impact, the economic impact that we have on the Shasta County and the first congressional district in the state of California as a whole. And it's big.
Yeah, it was much when I you all sent me a copy of this yesterday, and it starts right there with the key findings.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea it was this much money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is based on, like, 2018.
Yes, right. So they take time. Yeah, right. And I have no doubt that if we ran this report in 2019, it would be more.
Yeah, well, and I believe that. But Can you give us some of the key findings for this?
I can, and I'm going to read off this, Carl, because okay. I can't remember numbers. So in 2018, the Reading Rancheria and all of its entities contributed $295 million of economic output across California. Now, the big part of that is $255.6 million of that was generated in Shasta County alone. We supported over 2,000 jobs in California. In Shasta County, there were 1,921 jobs attributed to the tribe. We generated $109.3 million in labor income. 95.5 of that was generated in Shasta County. And we generated $12.9 million in tax revenue. Of that, $10.7 million was generated in Shasta County.
So when people say, what does Reading Rancheria contribute to Shasta County? Now, these numbers, that $256 million was generated in Shasta County, and over 1,900 jobs in Shasta County, $95 million in labor income in Shasta County, and then $10.7 million in tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people go, well, they don't pay taxes.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you heard that?
Every day, all the time.
And I've heard one argument was, well, you know, if they get the casino out there on I-5, then they're going to bring in Bass, or you know, Bass Pro Shop or something. And they said, well, that's really going to hurt Sportsman's Warehouse, and they pay a couple million dollars in taxes every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got that beat.
We do, and you know, that's a good point. That always seems to be an issue. But what people don't understand is, if we brought a Bass Pro Shop down to I-5, we would have to negotiate an agreement with the city and the county.
Yeah.
Then we might not be paying taxes on that, but we'll be paying fees on that, and those fees are usually really, ironically, about the price of what a sales tax is. So, you know, we didn't even get to the point to be able to negotiate those agreements with the city and county to discuss those things.
Well, that's the thing is that, okay, you're not going to pay a tax on this, but I'm going to charge you $2 million in fees this year off of that.
Right.
And then you go, well, you know what, any other place, but if we used a tax, that would only come up to $1.5
million.
Let's
right.
just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll pay you the $1.5
million
in fees. And these just go directly into the general fund.
Yeah, absolutely. But if there are fees under these agreements with city and county, they get to do what they want with the money.
If the, I think the important thing of this is that people, it talks about in this report, and I have not read through all of it, but I have, it breaks it down, of course, and how they did it, the methodology and data. The direct plus indirect plus induced, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office brings in $4 million a year. Now think about that. $4 million a year out of that one small office where they're not even being paid what the rest of the county employees are being paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, is that the accumulation over several years? No, that's in 1 year. And the $4 million then goes, how many times they figured, times three? Because when you make a dollar if somebody makes a dollar,
right.
Like you buy almost all your the stuff that you get from local or within Shasta County, and it's delivered. So for every dollar you pay the owner of that company, who then pays it to his employees,
right.
Their taxes are being paid there, plus the fact that then people go out and spend that money in this region. In this county for the most part, and if they go online, that's not our fault, and I think that's horrible when people do that anyway. I'm a hypocrite about that because sometimes I do.
You've never been on Amazon?
No, I said that's why I'm a hypocrite. Sometimes I'm on. But I really try to shop here and gamble here. But the point is that, you know, that's when they start talking about, and induced and others. And it talks about expenditures in here, operational expenditures, economic and fiscal improvements. Shasta County itself, economic impact, Shasta, fiscal impact, the first congressional district. All of this is in this report.
Mm-hmm.
Is this in this report being released?
It is. Actually, I knew I was going to get to talk to you this week, and I'm like, let's give it to Carl first. So we wanted to make sure we gave it to you because You know, we are really thinking, you know, we want to support those who support us. And so I wanted to make sure you had the report. And then as soon as we get out of here, I think Maria will send it out to the public, and it'll be out there so you can all read it.
Now, the importance of having a third party do this and saying, you know what, we don't know the impact. You probably didn't know this impact,
no,
did you?
No. I wouldn't have known that it was $295 million. I had no doubt that it was an incredible amount of money. And it's important, you know, when we figured we were going to go in and negotiate, we need to quantify things.
Yeah.
So that's why we commissioned the report.
So how long did it take to do this?
I think it was probably close to a year, and then with, you know, COVID hitting, things just kind of got put on the back burner. And quite honestly, it's been sitting on my desk, and I thought, you know, we need some good news out there. You know, you hear all kinds of things, and this is good news. And so for no particular reason, I think it's just a good time to put it out there.
I think it is, too, because it gives an idea of the positive impact that Ready Rancheria has on our community. There's, you know, naysayers and all this. Oh, it's a casino. Well, there's casinos. It's not like it's the only casino in California.
No.
And then you have to take a look at the fact that many of the tribe work at Redding Rancheria,
mm-hmm.
as do many other people. You've also opened up, because of the casino and other things you do, you've been able to open up four clinics now, right?
Yes.
Or three, and may open a fourth?
Yes, we did, and the fourth one's not even in this report because
right.
it just opened this year.
And the people that are seen there are Medicaid, Medi-Cal
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that don't have medical insurance.
Right.
And they're so, and it's into the thousands mm-hmm. of people that you treat every year. Not only that, but your own clinic is open to all Native Americans, but everybody that works for Redding Rancheria.
Yep, and families.
And families. Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Yes.
It's free. I mean, when I say free, I hate the use of the word free.
Right.
But in this case, it is free to the families because the Rancheria is picking up the whole cost, including meds.
It is. And, you know, sometimes when you think of a free clinic, maybe you might be concerned with the care you might be getting. That, you know, maybe there's a perception that your care might not be as good. I know we have the best providers in the community, and every day I get asked, how can I come down and see these particular providers? So maybe it's free care, but it's also quality care, too.
Well, last time Mr. Hayward was on, who runs your clinics,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, other people are having problems finding doctors. He goes, man, we're not having that problem.
No.
For a variety of reasons, probably part of it's the salary. Part of it's the working conditions that you don't get into. And the other part, let's just face it, you're protected. They're under an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
They're your doctors.
Yeah.
And so you all, it doesn't appear to be having problems finding doctors.
No, actually we are not. We're doing very well. I mean, we work really well with Mercy. They help us out,
mm-hmm.
You know, to bring doctors into our rural area, because sometimes
yeah.
that's a concern.
Well, so the bottom line on this, and everybody out there is going to be seeing this report here in the next couple of days, please take the time to go through it. But if you do nothing else but read the key findings
mm-hmm.
on this, it's remarkable amount. I had no idea it was this much money. In the tax revenue, $10.7 million. And then, but overall, for just the county alone, $255.6 million were generated in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, I think, you know, when you talk about the casino or us expanding or, you know, building a bigger casino, the better the tribe does, the better the community does. You know, when we buy 1,000 T-shirts from the local T-shirt shop, or we buy flowers from the local flower shop, you know, we're
and that's where you buy them from, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't go to Amazon.
No,
we
don't.
You buy them from a local shop here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
I mean, it's friends and family, you know, so we want to make sure that they do well.
Redding Rancheria is not a monolith. I know people get excited about, well, they don't have to follow rules. Well, pretty much, if you look at the casino, you're following the rules.
Yeah. Anybody who said that we could just do what we wanted, and we said, no, we have rules to follow, that's definitely been proven.
Yeah, because, you know, the I guess there's a gaming commission.
Absolutely.
That gets right into this. And
there's actually two. We have our own Reading Rancheria Gaming Commission, and we're also regulated by the state and the federal. So we have three layers of regulation.
The bars weren't open because they had such strict rules about you know, drinking there.
Right.
Are those open now?
The bars are open right now, yes. So
okay.
The other people in the community.
Yeah. How can you not be playing 21 and having somebody come by and asking you, here, have another drink so you can bet more. And no, I'm just kidding about that.
That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Orozco, who is the publicity and public relations for the Reading Rancheria and the casino, and does a wonderful job. And I've known you for, I know it's been at least 10 years.
At least 10 years.
So we're going to take a break, 8:30, all the way up to 40 right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been doing this for 16 years. It's rare when you can find somebody that has, it's an artist, and in granite and in slate and in marble. But we have one right here in town, and that's Mike Huber. He did our kitchen and just did a wonderful job on that. We just left the house for 3 days and gave him the key, because you can do that with Mike and his guys. And we came back to somebody that has a little vision of what it should look like and is able to put it together. He works on appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves somebody somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody somewhere. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. ReadingKia.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure.
Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. How do you do that, Jared? That I'm sitting here chit-chatting with people and nobody's hearing it. How do you turn it? And then I quickly move over to the microphone and start talking. How do you do that so that nobody hears me before?
Just don't turn your mic on.
Actually, I see him behind the window giving him a look.
Well, he does.
Yeah, I was trying to,
I know the music was playing. It was a while. I know that, but I, we were talking important things here. Whether to draw another card or should you be hitting on a soft 16?
Draw.
Draw. Yes, you do. You always draw a 16. And if you have 16 and you have 8, sometimes you split the 8. Yep. Oh, got it. Okay. Like I'm an expert.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. The only place I've gotten my haircut here in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. Never had a bad day. The only thing that makes me sad about Cypress Square Barbershop is I can't go in there and sit down and find out what's going on, chit-chat with everybody, read all the magazines they have, catch up on your car and track and your Aviation Weekly and all those things. Because, of course, the lobby is shut down there. They work on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Linda talked about it the other day. Walked in there one day. She said there was so much testosterone in there. She walked out and had to shave her legs. Okay. I'm not sure about that.
I've been in places like that.
Have you been in places like that? I was doing a job over in a foreign country, there were women working in, because we were providing protection for this one area. And this woman walks in and she says, there's so much testosterone in here, because there's a bunch of different groups of people like us. She said, the wallpaper is sliding off the wall, which I thought was gross. But probably true. Okay, I'm here with Tracy Edwards, who CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is their public relations, who's just is still shaking her head. She goes, just let him go. Just let him go. You know, we talked about, in this last segment, we talked about these key findings of this economic impact report done by a third party. Took them a year to do it. They took a snapshot, or they took the year of 2018. And if you're just checking in right now, I'm going to go over the key findings quickly, and then we're going to go from there. That they contributed, that the Reading Rancheria contributed $295.3 million in economic output across California, but $255.6 million of that was generated in just Shasta County alone. that 1,921 jobs were supported in Shasta County alone. They generated 95.5 million in Shasta County alone in labor income, and generated $10.7 million in taxes in Shasta County alone. Now, the numbers are much bigger when you go into the whole state of California and the first congressional region here, but that's just what's done in Shasta County. Now, moving on, because we had just had Giving Tuesday, and you all support that.
We do. So, you know what I want to point out? So those numbers that we're giving you, you probably seen commercials or you hear that we sponsor events. None of that is included in this report. You know, so this report was about our spending in the regions. And so aside from all of that is our charitable.
Yeah, the charitable.
Is a charitable giving. So, yes, and hopefully many of you have heard about our community foundation, at Ready Rancheria Community Fund, that's administered through Shasta Regional Community Foundation, or actually Community Foundation of the North State. I'm so sorry, I forget the name changed on that. So we just recently granted $110,000 to regional organizations. In addition to participating in the Giving Tuesday, we always sponsor one of the hours, one of the $1,000 winners, and then we coordinate our employees. We ask them to contribute, and then our employees will vote on an organization that day that we will contribute to that day. So we try to include our employees and have fun with it, along with all of the other things that we do.
Yeah, so Maria, every year there is this costume event.
Oh.
And tell us about that.
So the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is the major donor for the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So we throw this big ball that started out with like 200 people to over 500 people to best costume to raise over $50,000 to put right back into the community through this fund.
Right. And there that night, the people you've already given money to, one of those people, one of those groups, receives another $10,000 that night. I remember one time it was for Anderson for the Veterans Walk there, and I thought that was so cool.
It was our first five, yeah.
That was your, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this impact statement has nothing to do then with all the charitable giving that you do and that you support. And it's not like you all are resting on your laurels. You are pushing out further to, and I'm not talking about the casino, but in helping our community.
Absolutely. I think one thing that I always like to say is Reading Rancheria is going to be here for a while. I mean, we're going to be here long after any businesses, any this city council, this board of supervisors, you know, we're going to be around for a while. So it only makes sense that we're going to contribute to this community, continue to grow the community, continue to support the community.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. All elections, and we've noticed this over the last, you know, at the national level, over the last 4 years or 8 years, there's been big changes every time a new administration comes in. And it looks like Mr. Biden's going to be coming in. So there's going to be changes. There's changes every time you bring in new elected officials. The things that the dictatorships have, like China, the leadership in India, which may not call it a dictatorship, but in many ways it is, Turkey. Anyways, they can come up with a 10-year plan or a 20-year plan, and they don't have to worry about those changes. Where we, in America, we have, you know, every 2 years we can have a swing in what the House of Representatives is going to be. So your plans are usually have 5, 6, 7 year plans and figure out, okay, to get there, we have to do this.
No, we have a 20-year plan, and we're on our second 20-year plan. It's our 20-year strategic plan. Oh, I think 2015, I'm guessing at that, was the last time we updated that. And we invite the community to participate in that. So we don't sit around ourselves. I mean, we're not in a box. You know, we are inviting community onto our rancheria. We're inviting community to patronize our businesses. So we need to include the community when we look forward to those plans. So we sit down, we invite key leaders in the community, we invite government officials, and we ask them, and we include their input when we come up with the plan.
Well, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you have a 20-year plan, and you have obviously have milestones and goals.
Absolutely.
And so what is, do you have a goal specifically for, you know, 2020? I'm not going to ask 2020. I mean, this was a strange year, as we all know. But like 2021, is there something that by the end of the year you want to be?
Well, there are so many things, moving with the tribe right now. And the forefront of my head is our health village. I don't think we'll be breaking ground in 2021. I'm sure any of our people who are listening are saying, don't say that because we're not there. I think it'll be more like the beginning of 2022 mm-hmm. is when we're hoping to.
Well, you can just take 2020 and, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So
that's I don't know. I guess that's a short-term goal. We'll be doing that.
I'm going to take a break right now because we have to. Mm-hmm. And I want to come back and talk about your health village. And because I've heard rumors about it, but I like to hear it from Watasha, the head lady. We'll be right back with Tracy Edwards, the CEO of Ready Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is their public relations guru.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Oh, I really like that. That just calmed me right down. Thank you, Jared. It is 8:48 in the morning. here on the 2nd of December, 41 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to about 66 today. It's going to be a beautiful day out there, as it is for the rest of the weekend. To the weekend, and then weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'd like to also do a quick shout-out to Rob Burrows. Rob's under the weather right now, and he just provided, he and his group from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services just provided 100 dinners, Thanksgiving dinners, to veterans in need, going through some tough times right now over that. And I just want to tell Rob, I know you can't hear me because you're where you're at, but you're missed, and I hope you get better and get out of there quick. Okay, I'm with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Radio Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, the Senior Public Direction, Public Relations Director, and let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question, and I apologize if you already answered this, but is there any time frame when the casino would be moving toward the freeway area, number one? Number two, I really appreciate all the information that we've gotten this morning. I really don't see how moving the casino to the freeway is going to hurt business. I don't see how it does anything but help business. I know that there's people that think otherwise, but I just don't see how. And my other question is there some good questions on the in the chat room. One of them is there any move toward a tribal police?
All right.
And I just noticed that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
So let me try to start with number one. So as you know, we've had some challenges, and you know, I recently read somebody sent me a screenshot of a page from a group of opponents who said the casino project's dead. Well, that's not true. That's a bit of a presumptuous statement for a group to say that. We had some setbacks in the procedures. We talked a little bit earlier. We do have to follow rules, and procedurally, that was a setback for us, so that will just add time until we get to I-5. But I can't give any time frames. We are basically looking at all of our options. It might mean that we have to take a different path to get the casino, the land put into trust for the casino, or not. So we're looking into that right now, and we're figuring out what we're going to do. Casino project is not dead. There will be a casino on I-5. We didn't buy this property for a casino, you know, perhaps not for me or for my children, but, you know, we do things for the seventh generation. So there will be a casino on I-5. I wish I could tell you when, Terry. We were moving along sooner than later, and then unfortunately for us, a group of people in town who don't want growth were able to mobilize and were able to slow us down. So that's a bummer. Let's see. What was question number two?
The tribal police.
Tribal police. We have always looked at tribal police, an option for tribal police. We had years ago, we were ready to go down that path, and I'd actually talked to a couple former retired police chiefs who were going to come in and be our chief of police. And then 2008 happened, and all kinds of things happened, and we went ahead and decided not to go forward with that. But we have continued to look at that option. It's expensive. It's expensive to have a police force, and we have a good relationship with our local law enforcement. So, you know, we haven't had an immediate need to do that yet. It's been great. I mean, we do work very well with both of our law enforcement, so it's been working out for us. If it doesn't, or we feel like it would be better for us, we definitely have always keep that out there. So we have researched that pretty thoroughly, and who knows, it could be a possibility.
And that doesn't say you don't have an on-site security force, because you do.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And the best, don't pick your nose on the rancheria, because it'll be on camera.
Yeah. Okay, we were talking about the health village.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's not the right word.
It is the word that we're using.
Okay.
Yeah, some of us say health campus, some of us say health village. It's basically, it encompasses everything to do with health. So, you know, if a village is a good word to capture all that. We're going to be building a facility.
Mm-hmm.
On the land across the creek from the rancheria. So Clear Creek runs alongside of the rancheria.
It's parallel to you.
Yes, yeah. On the other side of that, we will be building a health village.
So it'll be north of the rancheria,
yes,
then?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's one big facility, but it's going to encompass traditional medicine, Western medicine, and preventative. We're going to do a big, big facility for preventative. It'll include a gym. It'll include exercise classes. It'll include places to play basketball, a swimming pool. We believe that, stress relief rooms, meditation, yoga, all of that kind of stuff. Our doctors, believe heavily in, let's get to the problem before it's a huge problem. So we're spending, half that facility is going to be this preventative part of health. So we're building that down by the Rancheria. Our right now the plan is our same patient base, which is tribal members, Native Americans in the community, their families and people who live in their household. That is the same population that can be seen in our Liberty campus right now. But that doesn't mean that we aren't open to adding patients to that. We're talking about that on a daily basis.
You said something that was really interesting to me, holistic type medicine. When you look at it like that, the medical, the universities used to teach that, and then got out of that. So it's more than just the medical side of that, and you've already talked about the preventative, but you're looking at things like remedies from, from nature and herbs and those kind of things as being part of a possible treatment?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a big place for gardens. That was right off the bat. The whole staff said, we need a garden. We need to grow herbs. We need to grow food. So there's a place for all of that. It's got everything. It's pretty amazing. We have pictures. We've been working on this a few years now, so it's starting to, you start talking about this stuff, and until you can actually see it, I'm feeling excited that we have some visuals of it now, and it's starting to take shape.
I've always liked the idea of herb remedies that don't harm. It seems to me something that has been, it's been put to the wayside in many of our medical practices because they will give you a shot,
right,
or a pill, when indeed sometimes the herbal medicines. Are you talking things like acupuncture?
Yep, we believe in that now. It's funny you say that. My grandma had a root, something we were supposed to put in our tea all the time that fixed everything. So
I just saw the other day red raspberry leaves are really supposed to be good health things for women. Dr. Featherstone. And somebody has just written in here, is Dr. Featherstone is one of their doctors. He is a titan in local holistic medicine.
Absolutely, yes.
And he's a good guy.
He's a very great guy. He worked for us, retired from working with us, and he still has his acupuncture practice, and he did that for us, and our patients see him. Yes, I agree. He is a titan. We love him.
I'm writing his name down here, so he might be a great guest to have on here and to talk about this. I really like the idea of a 20-year plan, and you just said you're looking for the seventh generation. There's going to be setbacks, as we all have, but it doesn't mean that you stop. It doesn't mean you stop.
No, absolutely not. I've got a little bit of feedback from that. I'm not a big Facebook person, so people will show me things, and I'm like, oh geez, the Casino Project's not dead. We'll figure it out.
There's always the indirect approach. Where instead of going straight at something, there's other ways around that we learn in tactical things. So,
and like you said earlier, city councils change, board of supervisors change, people come and go,
and that's happening right now as we see it. And the fact is that something like this economic impact statement that we talked about earlier about the amount of money that is brought in by Betty Rancheria and impacts directly into our economy here, done by a third-person firm. Took them a year to do it, and they looked at 2018, so probably 2019 was more. And that doesn't even include the charitable givings that you offer.
Yeah, and I think the numbers are so significant that if you're a local leader or if you're an elected official, you can't ignore the numbers. You can't say that it's not – a positive thing for the community. The jobs alone,
yeah.
You know, you can't just say, I don't like that. A few people told me that they don't want a casino down there, so we're going to stop this whole thing. That just doesn't seem like good leadership.
No, it doesn't. So, thank you so much for being with us today.
Are we done? Has it been an hour?
It's been an hour here. And, you know, once a month, Red Rancheria joins us. And it's a good time to find out things like this. They're going to be releasing this report probably within an hour to all the other media. But you out there will be able to access it how?
We will get it on the Redding Rancheria website, and we'll be able to cite it back there, and then you can learn all the different things that the Redding Rancheria does for this.
This is a big report, and like I said, I looked at the key findings, but they have everything on how much it costs to run everything out there at Redding Rancheria and what they do with the money. Again, thank you so much for being with me, ladies.
Thank you very much.
And tomorrow, Linda and Trish Clark will be here with Redding Police Chief Bill Schuler and also the Madrigals. They had their thing canceled, but they're still got an event going with the Madrigals. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it is...